Imagine you're in a laboratory and taking an examination. You have to solve mathematical problems. The more problems you solve correctly, the more money you earn. Now put yourself in a slightly different situation. You're sitting across from someone from the opposite sex. This time, as you solve the problems, you can choose to be paid according to your own performance or to compete against that person for the chance of a higher reward. Three female economists conducted this very experiment. They found that all the men who were good at solving mathematical problems by themselves were willing to compete against the women for a bigger prize. But when the economists studied women who were equally capable of solving the problems, only one in three was prepared to enter the competition. Most women underestimated their abilities and did not want to compete with a rival from the opposite sex.
Women have the characteristic of being more conciliatory, not wanting to attack anyone. They want to get ahead based on performance, but sometimes there's no other way. If you're working in the interest of the company, you occasionally have to chalk up something against someone.
Petra Leyden-Decker, president of the Association of German Female Entrepreneurs, has encouraged many women to develop a more competitive attitude. Among them, a manager who prevailed over her superiors to get the leadership position she wanted. But such victories are more the exception rather than the norm. The German Institute for Economic Research found that among 80 leading German blue-chip companies, only one woman currently serves on an executive board, Barbara Cooks at industrial giant Siemens. Just a few rungs below at somewhat smaller concerns, things look almost good by German standards. Drugstore chain DM, for instance, has two women in senior management. One of them is Petra Schäfer.
I think the fact that I am with DM and not just any other company plays a certain role, because we have a different view of people, and at DM it has never mattered whether you are male or female. Instead, whenever there is a specific task to be completed, the big question is, who is right for the job?
DM is clearly an exception on that count. At Deutsche Telekom, only 32% of its 130,000 employees in Germany are women, and only 13% of jobs in middle and upper management are held by women. That could change, though, with the recent announcement of a 30% quota to be completed by 2015. The bold move has stirred up the European debate on whether self-regulation or legislation would help bring more women into the top echelons of the corporate world. Entrepreneur Petra Leyden-Decker says the government should introduce a women's quota in Germany if companies do not rise to the challenge voluntarily. It wouldn't be unique, she says. In France and Norway, mandatory quotas for women have long been enforced by law. Still, Monika Rühl, equal opportunities officer at Germany's national airline Lufthansa, doesn't think much of the legislation option.
We know from experience that persuasion is more sustainable than resorting to pressure mechanisms like quotas. Exerting pressure may work in the short term, but the moment we ease the pressure, behavior may change.
Back in the lab, our three female economists are still handing out mathematical problems. In the meantime, though, they've introduced their own quota. 50% of the winners will now be female. Now that their chances of winning have suddenly increased, over 80% of women are now willing to enter the competition against men. In the real world, such a quota would prompt many more women to fight for a higher position in their company, and the best of them would succeed. Ranjita Balasubramaniam, Deutsche Welle Radio.